May I invite the congregation to remain standing as we continue in prayer. We'd like to invite Sister Priscilla Lau to lead us in prayer.
请会众继续站立，我们一起祷告。现在邀请刘王碧兰姊妹为我们带领祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray. 请大家低头，我们诚心祷告。Our Heavenly Father,We thank you for today that you gather us together in your house to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. May we all worship you with our whole heart to sing and give praise to you and glorify your name and to listen to your message that will inspire our spirit. 我们天父，我们感谢你，给我们今早来到神你的家之中，来到敬拜你。我们感谢你，因为我们今日是庆祝我们救主耶稣基督的诞生，让我们都是以歌诗来到赞美你，让我们荣耀你的圣名，也都是留心听你给我们的讯息，来到启迪我们的心灵。 Dear Lord, let us come to you with a grateful heartWe thank you for your forgiveness of our sins through your sacrifice on the cross and your gift of salvation through your resurrection from the dead. 亲爱天父，我们感谢你，我们是愿意带上一个感恩的心来到，我们多谢你，因为主你是透过你在十字架上为我们牺牲，而令到我们的罪得到赦免，也都是赐我们因为你的死而复活，得着永生的盼望。 Dear Lord, we also come to you with a joyful heart to rejoice in your amazing love, your peace and all the blessings for us. 所以我们也都是带着一个喜乐的心来到你的面前，因为我们感谢你奇妙的爱，你赐给我们的平安以及一切丰盛的恩典。 Dear Lord, we also come to you with a humble heart and let us open our heart to receive you, to make room for you and to embrace you into our heart so that you will be our Savior, our Lord and King of our lives.亲爱主，我们更加带着一个谦卑的心，一个开放的心来到你的面前，让我们都是预备地方迎接主你做我们心里面的救主，我们的王。 We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求， Amen.
Please take your seats as we prepare for the scripture readingThe Bible tells us the reason for Christmas, God's love and God's coming to us. At this time, we will have scripture reading from John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, followed by Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, read by Moses Low.
我们现在进入读经的时候，我们会将会读出约翰福音第三章16到17节同埋路加福音第二章一到七节，请卢洪德兄弟话到诵读。
John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The second passage is from Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. 约翰福音三章十六至十七节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。路加福音二章一至七节，当那些日子，该撒阿古士督有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽作叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客栈里没有地方。
Thank you for reading of God's word. Let us now respond together in music worship. As the congregation continue in praise, standing is optional. Please feel free to sit or stand as you continue, as you feel comfortable while worshiping God. 我们跟住下来是想再继续我们的诗歌赞美。你可以选择坐低或者起立，随你自己的心意呢，向上帝来到献上敬拜。
Let's humble our hearts together and worship. 我们现在一起赞美上帝。
Here is where I lay it down, every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to. Shake up the ground of all my tradition, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my tradition, break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to. Here is where I lay it down. You are all I'm chasing now. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender.
Lifted high, holy,
Because your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear people sing, holy, to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever. You will always be.
Lord, 愿一切荣耀归于主。
Christmas is more than a celebration. It is the good news of hope, love, and salvation. At this time, let us welcome Mr. Joseph Koh, our brother, who is going to share with us the Christmas message on the theme, Make Room for Jesus.聖誕，我哋知道唔係一個單係一個節日，而一個關於盼望、愛同埋救恩嘅好消息。而家我哋請我哋嘅弟兄高偉峰先生為我哋分享今日聖誕嘅信息，主題係讓耶穌進我哋嘅心。
Good morning， 各位早晨。哇，我都唔知道原来我矮咗咁多，因为嗰日个麦咧度过应该啱嘅。I never realized I actually shrunken. I thought that I would be, just the mic a little bit. Anyways, okay. So welcome once again to our Christmas service, and再次欢迎大家来到参加我们在这里今朝有这个的圣诞崇拜。Christmas commemorates the birth of Jesus Christ. 圣诞节呢是纪念主耶稣降临在这个的世界。那究竟耶稣为什么要来到这个世界呢？ But why did Jesus come to this world? Well, let me have a quick recap of salvation. In the Bible, there are several references, especially in the book of Romans. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And then in Hebrews 9:27,just as people are destined to die, that's die once, that's the life on earth, and after that, to face judgment. And then for the wages of sin is death. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 圣经呢是记载多处是关于救恩。罗马书那里讲，他说因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀， 而希伯来书九章廿七节讲到个按定命，人人都是有一死，死后有审判。跟住罗马书讲到，佢话罪嘅公价就系死，但系罗马书嗰度亦都讲，唯有基督喺我哋还做罪人嘅时候，就为我哋死，佢嘅爱就喺呢度向我哋显明咗啦。So through Jesus crucifixion, the price of man's sin has been paid. So mankind has been redeemed. God has provided a way out for all sinners, all of us. 透过耶稣喺十字架上嘅死亡，人类罪嘅公价系已经被付出偿还咗啦。人类是得以救赎，上帝呢是为人是提供了出路。 Why did Jesus have to live the life of a human being? Why did he have to come and live like us? 为什么耶稣必须是要来到这个世界过一个的人生，好像你和我要过的人生一样呢？Just to show us human being that he experienced what it is like to be a human being, you know, to experience the highs and lows, the different emotions. 其实主耶稣来到道成人生，过一个好像你我过这个人的生命，是其实是告诉我们听，是要我们知道主耶稣亲自是经历做人是怎样的呢？有开心的时候，有不开心的时候，有各方面情绪上啊，各方面。因为人很多时呢就在批评啊，说你未试过，那你怎可以说你知道我们什么感受呢？ You know, man is like that, you know, they criticize. Well, you haven't experienced something. How can you say that?It is like that. So Jesus lived the life to show us that he actually experienced all that we experience. In Hebrews, it says that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we did.Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. 在希伯来书第四章十六节那里讲到，他说他即是指主耶稣亦曾凡事受过试探，好像我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到他的施恩宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。刚才我们听到 Moses 读路加第二章，讲到耶稣来到这个世界是怎样呢？即是说他不是很辉煌地来到这个世界。 Just now we heard from Moses reading from Luke chapter 2, 1 to 7. You know, it tells us how the way that Jesus came to the world, not gloriously like in a palace or something, butin very humble settings. 耶稣来到这个世界是以一个很卑微这样的环境出生，不是一个皇宫啊，就是那些的富户人家那些地方出世。 why did Jesus, or why did his parents have to come to Bethlehem? Because Caesar Augustus ordered this census. So everybody had to go back to their home and register. 約瑟和瑪利亞就回到約瑟他的本鄉，就是伯利恒那裡。這個人口調查其實只是一個行政上一個皇帝說要這樣做，那些人這樣做，但其實實際上是實現了大概700年前米迦先知所說的預言。 Even though the census was an administrative exercise, you know, the emperor ordered census everybody to go back, but it actually turned out to be a fulfillment of a prophecy that was said about 700 years ago by the prophet Micah. So it just shows how intricate God's plan for providing us human beings, mankind, salvation. 这个就证明到其实上帝一早已经为着他爱我们， 为我们好精细地预言到有这个主耶稣来到世界，造成这个得救的工作。 So just now I mentioned that Jesus did not come in a palace or something very gloriously, but in a manger. Well, why in a manger? Because Bethlehem was not a very big town, and a lot of the people were going back to register to do the census, right? And being such a small town, every possible accommodation was taken up. So the only other option was a manger. I don't think, because we just read that the inn had no room. Now, it doesn't necessarily say that those inns in those days, like today, well, we have our Hiltons, we have our IHG Hotel, Holiday Inn, or whatever. Something very simple, like, oh, it could be like Airbnb. And when Jesus' parents were met with the situation, there was no room. It probably doesn't necessarily reflect that the innkeeper was very cold-hearted, you know, rejected this pregnant woman who is about to give birth, but you know, simply there was no room. 刚才我们读到耶稣在一个马槽出世， 因为为什么呢？ 一个客店没有地方，昔日的客店， 不是像我们现在我们去旅行住的酒店， 伯利恒不是很大的地方， 因为这么多人回去呢， 什么可以住的地方都没有位置了， 所以未必说那个客店的主人 很冷血， 没什么同情心， 一个将要生产的妇人都不让他住。 但其实你想真一点，可能这个客店的主人都有同情心，都想到在这个马槽有地方可以给耶稣的父母在这里暂时收留他们，可以生出这个小朋友。耶稣就在一个马槽那里，马槽通常就是那些当时的社会呢， 那些就是一间屋的楼下，很简单的，相信未必特别很干净，是给那些动物来寄居的。 So there they were, you know, so Joseph and Mary were accommodated at the manger. The manger is sort of a place in the basement of the building, probably not very clean, very humble settings. It actually symbolizes Jesus' humility and also suggests one thing. Jesus was there anyway, whether it was a manger, you know, amidst some very messy, not very desirable, not ideal circumstances, but Jesus was there.
耶稣在一个这样的环境出世, 是象征到耶稣那种的谦卑, 还有给我们一个的提醒, 就是耶稣是可以在什么的环境之中, 都可以在这里, 就是我们在什么的环境之中, 我们都可以找到 耶稣的同在, 无论是好像马槽那么污糟, 或者那些不是那么理想的环境, 那么逼的百里行, 我们讲到话, 要让耶稣进我们的心, 究竟是什么意思呢? 首先就是让耶稣成为我们生命的主, 我们的救主, 成为我们的引导者, 或者可以说也成为我们帮助的源头。 So what does that mean when we talk about making room for Jesus? First and foremost, we want Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, our Savior. We want Jesus to be our guide. We also want Jesus to be the source of all our help. We want Jesus to be a part of our daily life. And we want him to be prominent in our thoughts and minds, his teachings being our daily reference points.
我们亦都好想是容许耶稣成为我们生命好重要的一部分。耶稣他的教训在我们的心、我们的脑海之中，他的教训成为我们每一日生命上的指标。为什么耶稣在我们心里是这么重要的呢？ Why is making room for Jesus so important? 刚才我们提到，人若没有主耶稣在我们的心中，即是我们没有接受他成为我们的救主，我们就没有这个永恒生命的盼望，没有这个救恩。 So, why is making room for Jesus so important? Because we heard earlier that everybody needs salvation, right? Otherwise, you know, eternal death is awaiting us. So, we all need salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, what does salvation made of or make up of? First, we have to believe in the Lord. We have to admit that we have sinned, and we have to be truly remorseful and feel sorry about what we have done and willing to change and invite and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And by then, we receive the hope of salvation. 究竟 我们讲到这个救恩是包括了什么呢? 简单来讲, 首先我们要信这个主耶稣, 我们亦都要承认我们自己是有犯罪, 是有罪的人, 我们亦都是愿意
是悔改，是悔改，是要改变，亦都是诚意的邀请主耶稣接纳他成为我们个人的救主，得着这个永恒生命的盼望。另一方面，我们个人知道我们在人的生活一定是会遇着各方面的困难挑战，靠着我们自己呢是不可以有足够的能力来到面对，或者甚至是应付，你不要讲到解决我们所面对这些问题困难。 Now we all have to face the reality is that we all have to face difficulty, challenging circumstances, relying on our own resources and all that definitely will not be sufficient. Now in the Gospel of Mark, actually in another Gospel too, Jesus said, for those who for my sake make sacrifices, for my sake and for the Gospel make sacrifices, will get them back multiplied many times in this present age, and then the bonus of eternal life. Jesus 曾经讲过在马可福音第十章，其实另外有福音书亦都是有类似这样的记载，耶稣这样的教训就是说，我们为着耶稣，为着福音的缘故，我们好像放低了有些东西。耶稣说你一定今生得到百倍，来世得到永生。 So eternal life, just now we already share what is salvation. Everybody needs salvation, right? Except Jesus as our Savior and all that. Now what about multiplied many times in the present age? What are some of the practical help that we can enjoy having Jesus being part of our lives? 除了刚才我们讲过，我们有耶稣在我们的心中，他成为我们的救主，我们就有这个永恒生命的盼望，我们得着这个的救恩。但是在马可福音那里讲到，耶稣说你为着我福音，为着我的缘故，你有少少的放弃有些东西。今世得百倍，来世得永生。来世得永生，刚才我们讲过救恩，我们要接纳主耶稣成为我们的救主。今世得百倍，或者我可以给有些的例子。So let me give you some examples. So multiply many times in this present age, God's guidance. Quite a few years ago, I was working in Vancouver. I applied for another job, which is a very good job, something that I was qualified for, and something that really interests me. So I applied. And of course, being a Christian, I pray. I said, Lord, well, may you guide me in this job application. So I applied. 很多年前，我看到有一个大的机构，有一份工作，我都是合资格，亦都是我好喜欢所做的工作，于是我就申请这份工作。当然我是一个基督徒，我都是愿意求上帝的引导。Ultimately, I was not hired. I was a little disappointed.但是 经过这个应该是两次的面试，没有请到我。但是因为我是为这件事祈祷，我是交托给神，我是愿意接纳上帝为我的安排。 So even though I was a little bit disappointed, but I did pray very sincerely, well, God, lead me. So God's guidance was not for me to take that job. And even though a little bit disappointed, but I accepted God's leading. 1 year later, this major corporation had to do a lot of major cutbacks. And I'm sure I would have been one of those being laid off, being a very new member of the staff. 1 year 之后，这个大的机构，哇，要大幅度的裁员。如果我当时有了这份工，我相信我一定都这么新，即是做了可能都不够一年，当然会被人炒鱿鱼那些人之一的。我当时也都是即系仔细老婆暖啊！即系若果失业咧，都唔系一件好事啊。So I had a young family then. So if I was laid off being unemployed, I think that would have been very difficult for me, you know, as a breadwinner for the family. Even today, I'm working at that same organization that I did not leave.But that's talking about 30-some years. But through this work that I have been doing, I work for an international gospel broadcast organization, you know, sharing the gospel on radio, on internet, smartphone apps, you name it. And you know what? God gave me the opportunity to seehow he can so amazingly touch people with such difficulty, poor countries. A lot of these people I got to meet. Their only motivation to live on daily is because they have Jesus in their heart. 透过这个我即没有辞退这个工作30多年，上帝是令我这个机构呢，就是一个国际性福音广播机构，用电台啊，现在用这些 smartphone 电话，就是 Instagram 啊，什么 YouTube 啊，我有机会看到神好奇妙的工作。我去到一些好穷好穷的地方，啊，那些人生活好艰苦，他们每一日有一个的目标，继续生活下去，唯一推动到他们的，就是因为他们的内心是有主耶稣成为他们的救主。这个我不相信在那个大机构做会容许我，所以上帝那种的引导很奇妙。 So you know, if I were working in that big op corporation, let's say that I wasn't laid off, I don't think I would have neverhad the opportunity to meet such people, which always, when I thought of these people that I met, gave me a lot of encouragement, and I was deeply touched. Other aspects that I can enjoy, having Jesus in my heart, encouragement, protection. Sometimes I may be depressed,I may be, you know, bothered by something, but I know I can always come before the Lord and pour my heart out to Him. God is real. He always hears my prayers. And He would touch me and encourage me in such ways that I could actually feel in a very personal way. 其他的例子就是有时或者我不开心，甚至到低落， 但我知道我可以来到神的面前向他倾诉。上帝很明白我所经历的，因为上帝是一个真神，他就以他很奇妙的方法令到我很个人化地感受到他那种的鼓励，不是人可以话到给我听的。Now having mentioned some of these wonderful benefits, how can we make room for Jesus? First of all, we have to remember that salvation. So how are we able to have salvation? I mentioned to you earlier that we have to confess our sins. So we have to admit that we have sinned, we have done wrong, and we are willing to change. So our sins are the things that we have done wrong, things that we have even thought of wrong. In the sight of God, we need to ask God to forgive. We need to get rid of those in our heart. 怎样可以得到耶稣进入我们的内心呢？首先就是刚才讲过救恩那个问题。我们是要承认我们有罪，我们要认罪，我们要认罪悔改。上帝是圣洁的，如果我们不将这些罪求上帝宽恕，主耶稣都不会愿意进入我们的心。 God is holy, Jesus is holy. If our heart is filled with sins and all that, Jesus will not be prepared to enter into our heart. So we have to confess our sins. The other thing that we need to remember that it's we have to have that mindset to realize that Jesus is very important in our lives. Of course, we talk about salvation quite a bit already. But there are other things that may be in the way, taking up room that prevent Jesus from coming in. 除了刚才我们讲过我们救恩那个的问题，我们要求上帝宽恕我们的罪，令到罪不会阻隔着主耶稣进入我们的心。但是除了罪之外，我们有时还有其他的东西是阻碍了耶稣来不能够进入我们的心。Quite a few years ago, our family decided to trade in our 12-year-old car, which is what, 250,000 kilometers on. It was still working, but things were beginning to fall apart. So we traded in for a new car. Before we picked up the car, I realized that there was a problem. The new car was going to be half a meter or 18 inches longer than the old car. And I find that my garage could not fit the new car. And I was not prepared to put the new car out in the rain, like, you know, Vancouver, liquid sunshine. So what did I have to do? I had to get rid of a lot of junk. There's a lot of shelving in our garage, so I had to rearrange the shelving. So I had that extra half a meter in order to park the car inside. Not only parking, but parking, and then I can open the hatch. 若干年前，我们决定将我们的旧车就 trade in， 就换过一架新车。哇！但发觉呢，原来这个新车呢，比个旧车长成半米，18寸。我个车房呢，不可以容纳得到。咁我又 唔会舍得咧，将架新车泊喺我哋温哥华吓，落咁多雨喺度揼啊！咁我谂下，哇！我一定要做啲嘢，就系要抌减有啲个车房里边啲垃圾啦，同埋咧再次安排过我嗰啲嘅摆嘢嗰啲柜啊，嗰啲应该摆喺啲地方，等到嗰架车可以泊入嚟。即系话，我哋若果有啲嘢好重要嘅，我哋一定可以揾到方法，一定可以嚟到作出适合嘅调整。So the story, the moral of that story of clearing my garages, the new car was, you know, we treasure the new car, we were thankful. So when something is so important, you will always be prepared to make adjustments and do something to accommodate. 所以我哋头先讲到话，我哋要耐心除去我哋嘅罪。除非你觉得呢，你唔需要救恩，你唔需要主耶稣。So, unless you feel that you don't need Jesus, that you don't need to get rid of the sins, you know, confess your sins, like getting rid of the junk, rearranging things in my garage in order to fit the new car. 好啦， rearranging. So, what's to rearrange?Rearrange our priorities. So, if we want Jesus to be in our heart, Jesus must be the priority. And then there are some other things. Maybe we have a lot of worries. Maybe by nature, I'm not a very optimistic person, but if we have Jesus guiding us, we don't need to be worried. We don't need to worry because God leads us to the most appropriate place, the most appropriate direction for our life. 如果我们真的愿意将我们的生命交托给神，主耶稣成为我们的主宰，带领我们，我哋一定系知道上主耶稣一定会带到我哋最适合我哋要去嘅地方。可能除咗呢啲优先 ，apart from 呢啲 these resetting our priorities，sometimes we think that we don't need Jesus. We tend to think that we can solve every difficulty or challenge that we may face. You know what? That is pride. 可能或者我们也都想想、啊、我都不需要主耶稣，我可以呢很多事我都可以自己搞定。其实这个可能你口不敢这么说，但是你这种这样的态度呢，就表示我们很可能都是一个很骄傲的人。所以求上帝帮助我们，我哋要得到主耶稣进入我哋嘅内心，我哋要清除呢啲罪恶嘅事情，我哋要将呢啲其他嘅事情将佢成为次要，以主耶稣成为最紧要，每一日都求上帝带领。 So if we want Jesus to be in our heart, we have toremove the sins that are in our heart. We also have to reprioritize what is important in our lives and entrust our lives to Him. You know, Jesus can truly change our lives. Jesus in our lives is something that is not theoretical, something that you can actually feel. 主耶稣进入我们的心，这个不是一个 理论层面一件嘅事情，而系你真系感觉到内心。我记得我虽然系一个基督教嘅家庭长大，但系都系到我做一个 teenager 十几岁嘅时候，我感觉我系需要主耶稣成为我救主。我就好似刚才所讲认罪悔改啦，即系我愿意咁做嘅时候，我真正系好感受到主耶稣系接纳我嘅，我好似冇咗呢个罪恶嗰种嘅压迫感，而感到佢嗰种嘅同在系非常之一个好特别一个嘅祝福。So even though I grew up in a Christian family, my parents were Christians. Actually, I started going to church before I was even born. But it wasn't until I was a teenager that I felt that I really needed Jesus to be my Savior and the Lord of my life. So I did what I shared with you just now. I confessed my sins. I asked Jesus to forgive me. I asked Jesus to be my Lord. And Jesus, because he's real, he let me feel him in such a personal way. His peace, the joy I experienced, could not have come from anybody else or anywhere else. 所以我们今天如果我们愿意是以主耶稣入我们的心，成为我们的救主，成为我们的主宰，这个是一个很大的祝福，也是一个很大的保证。我们今世得百倍，得到这些各方面上帝的引导，祂的保守，祂的勉励，我们可以向祂倾诉，亦都是来世得永生，我们得着这个永恒生命的盼望。我的外母啊 ，my mother-in-law， 有些人咧，好多人，我哋教会的兄弟姐妹都认识，很多都熟悉佢的见证。佢患咗好耐，患咗癌症，到佢末期咧，佢见亲咩人，佢都话我唔怕死嘅。点解啊？可能或者佢大胆过俾我哋有啲嘅人，佢唔怕死，系因为佢有呢个永恒生命嘅盼望。佢知道佢呢个肉身生命过去之后，佢去边？佢系会同主耶稣同天父上帝喺一齐，过着呢个永生嘅生命。So we have to recognize that Jesus is real. So if we have Jesus in our heart, we have the assurance of salvation. Just a quick example, my mother-in-law, many of you know my mother-in-law, she had been suffering from cancer for many years, but in her last stage of life, whoever, you know, even the doctors, nurses, people who come to visit, she would always tell them, I'm not afraid to die. Not because she is necessarily more courageous than some of us, maybe she was, but she had Jesus in her heart. She has the assurance of eternal life. So even though physical life would come to pass, she knew exactly where she would be going. She would be going to enjoy eternal glory with Jesus Christ, with her Maker. So that's why she said, I'm not afraid to die. So,
In summary, just want to encourage us once again that God has made all the provisions for us to benefit from Jesus being our Lord and Savior, being a very important part of our lives. 最后想同大家概括一下，就是上帝已经为我们预备一切，如果我们让主耶稣在我们的内心成为我们的救主，我们所得到各方面的好处。 But still, even though all the provisions are made, each one of us still has to make up his or her mind. 虽然有这些各方面的准备，但我们每一个人都仍然要自己作出那个的选择。In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, I am here. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Jesus is actually ready to enter our lives. Whatever the circumstances, just like Jesus was born in that messy manger, but Jesus was there. So even though our circumstances you may consider messy, Jesus is ready to come in. Jesus is waiting for us to respond. It's up to us to open our hearts to him. 在启示录第三章第二十节，主耶稣说，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若果有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。其实耶稣是已经准备好进入我们的内心，耶稣在外面敲着门。无论我们的环境你说是几咁不理想，或者很混乱，好像那个马槽又不干净污糟，但是耶稣是准备是入到来，耶稣是等待我们每一个回应，是等待我们敞开我们的心门迎接他成为我们每一个人的救主，我们生命的主宰。 So give Jesus a chance， 给主耶稣一个机会。但是我们那些已经信了主的我们基督徒，我们都要反省，今天主耶稣在我们的生命之中，我们的心内是不是仍然都占有一个很重要地位的呢？耶稣是不是还是优先呢？耶稣还是我们的主宰呢？ For those who have been Christian for many years, maybe we should also take this Christmas to reflect on this. Is Jesus today still occupying a very prominent place in our hearts?Is Jesus still the priority? Is Jesus still the Lord of our lives? 这个世界越来越差的了，不会好的。但是如果我们有主耶稣在我们的心内，我们是成为他的儿女，今世得百倍，来世得永生。这个是一个绝对不会有损失的选择，只是会获益良多。 So the world is deteriorating very fast, and I really don't think that it's going to get any better. But if we have Jesus in our heart, if Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we don't need to worry. You know what? There's nothing to lose but everything to gain. So it's really up to us. So may God bless each and every one of you and your family. 愿上帝祝福你
同埋你哋所有嘅家人。再次祝大家圣诞快乐 ！Once again, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph Koh, for his sharing and also his testimony of faith. Let us now stand together and sing the doxology, giving glory and praise to God. And after we sing the doxology, may I invite Mr. Raymond Jang to pray for us. 我哋而家就多谢高伟峰先生嘅分享。亦都系我哋而家唱赞美诗，唱完赞美诗之后，请郑道贤先生为我哋祈祷散会。
为同心祷告，慈悲仁爱的天父上帝，我满心感谢赞美你，我感谢你祝福俾我哋今日喺主你降生嘅日子，纪念主耶稣降生嘅日子，所有崇拜嘅秩序得以顺利进行，为此我感谢赞美你。我更感谢你的就是给我们从分享之中得着提醒，上帝你对我们人类的大爱，你为着拯救我们出死入生，你打发你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界，带来天国的福音，而且是被但凡愿意认罪悔改，相信接纳主耶稣做个人救主的灵魂就不至灭亡，反得永生。为此我感谢赞美你。昔日当主耶稣要降世的时候，在伯利恒城没有人接待玛利亚，因此主耶稣就要在马房出世，瞓在马槽中。我们从这些的事情带领我们反思，主耶稣来到这个世界另一个目的，就是要进入我们的心中，成为我们心中的王。因此我们需要时时检讨查察，内心得着洁净，直到我们无论是何时何日，都是能够欢迎主耶稣进入我们心内，成为我们心中的王。求神你都是给我们所听闻的教训，真能够记在心，刻在脑，就信尽信，时时与主连结，永不分离。我最后亦都求神你是帮助，愿你的圣灵帮助我们建立在完全福音道理的基础之上，保守我们常住在你的爱中，更求神你帮助我们，赐我们力量，让我们能够同别人分享我们所听闻的教训，直到更多的人都可以得着完全福音的益处。我亦将稍后查点的时间，以及今晚我们聚餐的一切事项都交在你的手里面，求神你祝福带领，使一切事情顺利完成，能够荣耀你的名。我求你答应我的祷告，因为以上的祷告乃奉赖我主耶稣基督的圣名来求的。 诚心所愿。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather today to remember your birth. We are reminded about your love for all of us. Father, I pray that you will continue to impress upon us and touch us that we have to make room for you, that we have to confess our sins and invite you to be our Lord and Savior. And Father, I also pray that we'll continue to be vigilant and continue to be observing your instructions so that our life will continue to be, that we'll continue to allow you to lead us. Father, let us continue to build on the foundation of the full gospel faith. Father, let us go from strength to strength, from faith to faith. We also remember that after the service immediately, we have some time for fellowship and also for the Christmas banquet tonight. Be in our midst. Bless the occasion that your name will be glorified, that we can all use the opportunity to share and be encouraged. Father, I pray all this in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.